Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Why, hello there, State of the Empire listeners. This is Cap.
And this is Doug.
And we're taking a week off, because we put out a lot of episodes in the vicinity of Solo.
Willow Watch included.
And there's more Willow Watch to come, and there's a lot more Star Wars news to come, but that'll be coming soon, coming shortly. So we just wanted to put this out to tell you, hey, no, your feeds do not deceive you. There is not an episode out this week.
You should be seeing Solo instead.
That is true. Folks, if you haven't seen Solo yet, do yourself a favor, see Solo. I mean, long story short, the movie is not performing as expected in theaters right now, which is news you may have caught. And there's a lot of potential reasons to attribute that to, which we will certainly be discussing in future episodes. But at least in our opinion, this is the kind of Star Wars movie that we should all hope to be seeing. And if it doesn't make the money that the companies expect it to, we're just going to get more Last Jedi. And whether you liked it or not, that was a divisive and tragic event for the entire fandom.
There's been a big movement online for trying to vote with your dollar. And everyone said boycott this movie because they'd assumed it would be really bad. But it's actually good.
Yeah.
So if you want to vote with your dollar, show them. You know, I really, really recommend going to see it if you're on the fence about it. Because, I mean, really, despite how you feel about The Last Jedi, I still kind of liked it. But let's just say you hated it. There's no way this is going to be worse than The Last Jedi for you. I can't imagine anybody who hated The Last Jedi hating this worse. There's no chance.
After careful consideration, I can safely say that against all odds, Solo: A Star Wars Story is my favorite Star Wars film of the Disney era. Rogue One is a very close second, but it had some problems, and for the most part, Solo is a pretty sterling film.
Yeah. How rare is it that we're all going to agree on that for a Star Wars movie? So, I don't know. I feel bad. It needs to be doing better.
Yeah. So anyway, catch up on State of the Empire and Willow Watch if you haven't. And we can actually offer a little bit of a teaser for some stuff to come later in the year. You know, we've got a long, long, long time before the next Star Wars film. And while, yeah, there's totally going to be a lot of news about Galaxy's Edge and the new animated series, Star Wars Resistance. And yeah, throughout the rest of the year, we're also going to spend a lot of time specially devoted to Willow during its 30th anniversary year, and probably a bunch of other stuff that we can't predict. But this is not just a Star Wars podcast, it is a Lucasfilm podcast, and there are quite a few strange things under the Lucasfilm banner. A lot more than we even realized, actually. So, if ever there's a dull moment, we're going to be investigating lesser-known Lucasfilm productions outside of the big three, Star Wars, Indy, and Willow. And the first thing we've scoped out is an early 80s animated film called Twice Upon a Time. I won't share my feelings on it, I'll save that for the eventual episode, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm pretty sure I can guarantee you've never seen a film quite like it. You certainly won't have to track this thing down for that eventual episode. We'll tell you everything you need to know. But in case you're the kind who loves to do homework, track down the film Twice Upon a Time and scope it out before our eventual episode about it. And see Solo. See it twice. See it in 4DX if you can before it leaves. Holy smokes, folks. Matt and I saw it in 4DX, and it was like Star Tours, but 2 hours long.
Yeah. So if you don't live in California or Florida and you can't actually go on a Star Tour, go to 4DX and you will be in a 2 hour Star Tour.
We'll see you in a few with an all new episode of State of the Empire. Consequence Podcast Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.